Morning, Minchas Chinuch, and it's Tuesday night, yes, or Yud Beis Cheshvan, I guess. That's usually the case, as today is Aleph Cheshvan. So we're in the middle of Mitzvah Tezvah, Lo Lehotim Yitzar Pesach Chutzah, and really in the middle of Os Tezvah, where in paragraph Tezvah in newer Minchas Chinuch, which is not a standard Minchas Chinuch, and he talks about to what degree it's similar to Chutzah of Shabbos. You need Akira, you need Anocha. The Tzlach says a big Chiddush that the Akira and Anocha is only to be Oyvah Alav, but the Basar is possible anyway. And the last one we learned about the different Sukkim that possible the meat, if it's like Trefa. And now we're up to the paragraph Umashim of Work. It starts a new paragraph. Umashim Abur Khan Bamishna Perik Pehe Amad Bez Udraisa Pei Dalin Amad Bez Rambam Khan Halacha Bez the Aver HaPesach Sheyotza Mikzasa L'chut. So we know the Basra becomes Puzzle if it goes Chutz L'Mechitzasa, and we know that Chutz L'Mechitzasa by Pesach would be Chutz L'Chabura.
We ended up accepting the Slach.
Chutz L'Bayis. Yeah,
so we rejected the Slach.
Well, I don't know where he's holding it. Well, I didn't care for the Minchas Chinuch Svara, right, I remember, yeah. That since you weren't even alive, so it's not a Mechitza.
Yeah, that's a little weird.
Yeah.
But still.
Okay, let's see what he says. Umashim of work, combination of Hei on the base. Rice of Pei Dalet Amud Beis, Rambam Kan Halacha Beis, the Aver HaPesach, the Aver of a Korban Pesach, Sheyotzo Miksoso Lachutz, that part of it went outside and became either of the Chabura or of the house. Let him finish the sentence. Let him finish the sentence and let's say what he has to say, and then we'll give you all the time in the world to say what you have to say, as long as you stay within 30 seconds. Okay. The Aver HaPesach. What does it say there in the Gemara, and in the Braisa, and in the Rambam? I'm sorry, the Mishnah, and the Braisa, and the Rambam. The Aver HaPesach, Sheyotzu Mikzos. So Rambam's not getting into Tzlach, not Tzlach. I know that's what he wants to say over something. That an Aver that goes out, we know there's a din, the Psar Pesach, Sheyotzu, Chutzu Mechitzosu, is possible. Under what? That's a din. That's nobody's chaylik with that din. The question is what? Under what circumstances it becomes possible? But no one's chaylik with the etzem din. That's the Beferish and Gemara. That it becomes possible. It goes out kusul mechitzasa.
The house.
If it goes kusul mechitzasa, whether it's the bias or the chabura, the basar becomes possible. That's the Beferish and Gemara. No one's chaylik on that. But the tzlach is machadish, is that for that to happen, you don't need a hanocha. That's all. So put that aside now. That doesn't have to occupy your brain to read the chinuch now. So the Gemara says, Avra Pesach Sheyotzo Chutzlo Mechitzoso Mechitzoso. Now, so what's the problem? So there's part of the Avra is possible. And you're now at a with a different carbon, or let's say with a bent pakua, you take a hatchet and you go and you just chop it off. You can't do that with a korban pesach because it's also b'shvira setzer, so you can't just chop. So koleif, you peel away the meat that went outside. You peel away, so you don't chop with a hatchet. You take a paring knife, I think it's called, P-A-R-I-N-G, and you cut off the meat that went outside. Now, after lo hoisa hanocha, b'chol there was no hanocha, because there couldn't have been a hanocha. Why? The igudo bisnif. We apply the rules of Hoisa on Shabbos, l'chayra, and if something is part of the larger item that's still inside, so it's not called the halacha outside. So the Chora, from this very din, you would see that no halacha is necessary to pasul basur sasach sheyotzu chutz l'mechitza. So, because here it's igudo bisnim, it's called, it's connected to something inside. So no halacha. Vayim b'toisus kan peheyam adays. B'divri amaskol b'nigrorin, the sham like siv haitzaa, ve'insorech hanocha. I knew that that sentence b'yotzeh chutz l'chomos Yerushalayim, dum yedekotchim. So that was, because remember, Pesach, besides the specific din of going outside the bayis, of going outside the chitzoso, but it's also kotchim kalim, and there's another layer, shechla, of din, that it can't go outside Yerushalayim. And you can't make a chabura outside Yerushalayim. You can't make the bias to place it from Pesach outside Yerushalayim. It's kashim kalim. It can't be eaten outside Yerushalayim. So Tosfos apparently is saying that this din, because of this problem of the yud of bifnim, is when the psul will come from Chutz l'chomos Yerushalayim. Dumi the kachim.
There's no din of a kirin hanacha, right?
Right. Avo b'toch l'chabura, Tosfos says, loy nifsal, kivin the yotz of mikzas l'hois hanacha the igud of bifnim. So that's a beferish of Tosfos, that mitzad, the going outside chaburoso, it would not become possible if there's no hanacha.
Against the shock, right?
I guess so. Hey, Mashmal Ahedim, if you're Shashi, pay Dalan Amud Beis, to be a Maskal Eiver, Sheyotso Mikzoso. Pirish Rashi, Chusl Chomos, Rishalayim. The Lomolo Pirish Rashi, Chusl Chabura. Why did Rashi have to give a case of, right? The Shayach Gamke, Nafkamina, Mabur, Begumor, Ella Bavadai, the Yotso Mikzoso, Chusl Chabura, Lo Hoysa Hanocha, Heino Nifsal Klau, Lo Shayach Mai, the Amrin and Shom, Heino Chosu La Achila, Ayin Shom. Alke Pirish Rashi, Dafko Yotso Chutz Yerushalayim. You could have that if they formed the place of the Chabur outside Yerushalayim. So we went outside Yerushalayim, Kishar Kotchum Kalim, Kishar Mavadai Nifsal, below Hanocha, below Ksin Hoytzah. There's no, it doesn't say, I don't know. Lachain Kosov Huatzmo. I guess it means that slach, I guess. Achlo hevi divrei Rashi, demuchach lehedya kumayshu kasavnu. Umasha huchiach din zeh, denisol av lo hanocha, sove val apilpul shakosam le'el ayin sham. Says the next sentence explains what he means. Umikoyach kushya v'teres ein lahachlid din zu. Very interesting statement. Says you don't make up dinim because you have a shtickle tyra. Okay, that's what he's saying. He's saying I have a Rashi, I have a Tosfos. The Slach for some reason doesn't bring down Rashi and Tosfos. He has a pilpul. He says that you don't.
So he's
the funny. You know, it's funny. Probably the most famous slach in the world that everybody knows about is Mechadesh, a tremendous din because of a pilpul. What's that?
By Pesach. No, I don't
know. I think it's warm, sorry. But not Pesach, really. No. The sheer of this. The whole side of the Statnu HaBeitzim is all based on a kasha and a teres and the tzlach. I once heard the Moshe Shapiro's at Sal rant against the biggest shear. Not rant, really. Well, yeah. Against the biggest shear. And he said an interesting comment. He says if the tzlach really meant it, the halacha, he would have written it in the Noida Behuda. It's the same person, by the way. In case you're wondering.
No, it is.
He would have written it in his tshuva sefer. If he didn't write it anywhere except for the Slav, which is a pilpul sefer on the Sechus Pesachim. Anyway, so I'm bringing a rise that the Michas Chinuch gives like this. You know, it's, you know the Teruah, you know, you know. This is not a sowed in Horah. Miser Moshe many times paskins based on a pilpul and paskins of Shiloh. And many Rishonim do it. This is not going to enter into Kali Horah. But it does mean be judicious. Well, you're not in the role of paskining, really. So be judicious about paskining because you have a kash and a teretz. That's what Chaskinah is saying. It's a very, it's a good pedagogical. It's not a hard and fast rule, but it's a good pedagogical limud. You know, because the other terushim to the kasha. You know, don't be so quick to make a din because of a pilpul of kasha and a teretz.
What was it? The kasha and a teretz.
Yeah.
I don't remember what it was.
We have a problem with the tzlach shita because we it's almost not in Mitzius that you'll have a case, because if it becomes possible right away, right, you're not even allowed. So to be even allowed would have to be a very funny case. Which we said, I am Lael. How can Nirla Niyasaiti, the Kan Enu Nifsal, at Bahoisa Akirav Anocha? I don't know, she seems to be arguing with Rashi Toysis. No, other Rambo. He says, "And in this verse, after Erev Pesach." Oh, that's what Nafkamin. I forgot about Erev Pesach. It's already Kachim Kalim, so it goes outside Yerushalayim. It becomes possible, but there are no Chaburas yet, so there is nowhere to go out of. So all the talk about going outside Chomos Yerushalayim and becoming possible through that could be talking about Erev Pesach. I was saying maybe they made the Chabura like outside Yerushalayim, but it's not Erev Pesach. It's Kachim Kalim. It's not going to go outside Yerushalayim. So Lamaisa, he says, you need Akira V'Anocha to become possible, but not if it goes outside Yerushalayim. Ayin Shem Basugya V'Chenir L'Anias Zayti. Now we're up to Beis. So everybody can follow along now, or at least feel
part of the Chabura.
Part of the Chabura, right? Yeah, look. There's a Hanocha. There's a Hanocha. Hanocha, or maybe call it an Akira. But now we're all Munach in the same place, Dalit al Dalit by the Beis, but for us it's Tezayim.
Without the Torah.
The main thing is we're all looking in the same direction.
The Dina Hekif. You have to make some sort of Heker. If you have two Chaburas in the same room. No, yeah. Dudas Aramam Kan Halacha Gimel, says the Menchas Chinuch.
I'm sorry, in the chinuch itself, he's going on the chinuch, right?
The chinuch just says, I'm going to talk about Dino Shobosu Shiyasu Lachutz and Hekev Shetri Chakabura Lasu. Four words. Hekev Shetri Chakabura Lasu. And the Menchas Chinuch says that there is such a concept as the Das HaRambam. And why does it have to be only two psochim? I don't know. Tricha kol chabura lasus lo hekef.
Why couldn't it be one pesach?
I said I don't know.
Oh.
It can be one pesach. Because they can form different chaburas. Tricha kol chabura lasus lo hekef. The holchem is pneihem. You have to make a circle. It doesn't mean you have to build a machitza. You have to sit in a configuration which excludes the other group. That's what it seems to mean. The holchem is pneihem. What? The natives are restless. Let's learn a couple lines
and
then you'll talk. The Hofchem es Peneihem, and they turn their faces around, so that they shouldn't look like the same Chabura. I mean, the second thing puts in a circle, and everybody's facing one way, and you're facing away from the other Chabura. It's a sneaker that it's two different Chaburas. Vayin kesefishna du goris b'gemora peheyam is beis, chutza tein lo ha-chutza. I guess that means you sort of learn out from a pasuk that you have to do that. V'gam b'daf pevova manala v'mishna d'shtei chaburos. Das ha-rambam d'chiyuv lapoch es peneihem. Again, I don't know, chiyuv lapoch es peneihem, to turn your faces, but I find it hard to believe that's an objective. See, you mean you have to sit in such a way that it's sneaky?
No.
You mean you're facing away from them? Right. Avol Rashi lo goras pei lo chutzah. V'gam b'mishna d'beis chaburas pirish Rashi d'mayri shoichlem pesachechot. V'ashminin ha'mishna d'rashoyim l'apoch es p'neihem af the nirin kishtei chaburas. But it's really one chaburah. No, Pesach Necha Bebeis Chaburis. Oh, so what's wrong? But you can't go from Chabura to Chabura. So is it two Chaburis? What do you mean, near Shtei Chaburis? Vayan Toys of Jontav and Lahirik, Vayan Rambam, Odinam and Gemara. Okay, hold on. Let's look at this very fine Sefer. And let's see a little here about Yisr Haitzov V'Achila Bebeis Mekomos.
It's
not so clear. We're going to clarify it now. Okay. And they form two chaburas. So the first shita is they're allowed to turn their faces away from each other. That's how Rashi learns. Now, because you're allowed to make two chaburas on one Pesach. You're allowed to make two chaburas.
It's one Pesach.
What?
It's one Pesach, right?
Yeah, because you're allowed to make two chaburas. They are two chaburas. What's the Gemara saying? According to Rashi, it's saying they're allowed to sit in a way which makes them look like two chaburas because you're allowed to make two chaburas.
But they don't have to. Really,
it doesn't say they have to. They're allowed to because you're allowed to make two chaburas. Rashi doesn't talk about how they are two chaburas if they decide not to turn their faces one to the other. He doesn't talk about it. He just says they're allowed to, and then he says, because even though it looks like two chaburas, so what? You're allowed to eat the Pesach on two chaburas. Sounds a little to me like it doesn't become two chaburas. It just looks like two chaburas. But it doesn't look like Marisayan doing something wrong, because you're allowed to eat the Pesach and do chaburas. So, because Rashi says it's nirin kishtei chaburas.
This way it's
nicker. Rashi says it's mutter, even though it looks like two chaburas. That's Rashi's lashon. Okay. When you learn Sakhan, you'll decide what Rashi Shita is. The Rambam holds the Gemara is saying that they're chayav to turn away because but the Rambam says it's talking about two psachim. So they have to be two chaburas. So they have to form two chaburas by facing away from each other. It's just, it could be there's no machlekes and din here. It's just they explain the din of the Gemara differently. One says it's talking about one Pesach, and you're allowed to, even though it looks like two chaburas, because you're allowed to have two chaburas. It's not 100% clear if you want to make two chaburas, what exactly forms two chaburas. It's not 100% clear. Because all Rashi says is that it looks like two chaburas, and that's okay because you're allowed to eat the Pesach in two chaburas. And the Rambam says you mechuyev to turn away so that it should be clear that it's two chaburas. On the other hand, the Rambam says it's talking about two tochet. So you have to make sure it's two chaburas.
Well, I thought we could have more than one place up in one chabura.
So you could be mefalpel. I'm telling you the way Rashi learns the Gemara and the way the Rambam learns the Gemara. Whether Rashi argues with the Rambam, whether the Rambam argues with Rashi, you could, maybe the Mechaschina will talk about it, maybe he won't. First, you have to get clear what they say. Then you could be mefalpel in what they would hold in the other scenario. But it's very important, before you jump to what about this, what about that, what about doing that, you have to get clear what they say and what they don't say. Now the Sefer brings down from the Kesef Mishnah that it's not clear if the Rambam, if the Kesef Mishnah says it's not clear if turning their faces away is the thing that creates the hekef, or they have to make some sort of mechitza. That's what the Kesef Mishnah says. It's not clear from the Rambam. B'cheinira midivrei Rav Avram b'noi shel Rambam, he brings down that it's mistapek if you need a mechitza or not. I don't know. Yeah, the tzaddish is tzricha mechitza. So then, why do you have to be hoifach panim? Asks Rabbi Noishal Rambam. The chayyur of mechitza is a very fine way of making it into two chaburas. Why in the world would you need to be hoifach panim also if you have a mechitza? So the Kesef Mishnah answers.
Sorry.
What?
I think to be careful.
So the Kesef Mishnah says that you don't need a mechitza gemura. Normally, you say the word mechitza, so you're thinking tenfold. So apparently you don't need a mechitza gemura. So if you need a mechitza like in a conservative or a shul, so you don't need a tenfold mechitza. So now if you face each other, it's not good. You're mu'uravin. So, but you do need a shtikl mechitza. Okay.
The Hemshech of the Chinuch says.
Okay, let's learn the Hemshech of the Chinuch. So you don't have to tell us. We can learn it ourselves.
I mean the Chinuch itself, the Mechaber.
You don't know what the case is.
No, but he says Agashiv.
If you don't know the case is, maybe it's too bad.
But he says Bedin Mechitza Shenif Shaven Chabura.
We know that there's such a concept.
Oh, okay,
the question
okay.
is, if you're making two Chaburas in the same room, okay. whether you need a Mechitza. Okay. That you don't see in the Chinuch. Okay, so that's all he says. Next paragraph. Vayan Kesef Mishnah Kan Halacha Aleph Sharamam Poisek Rabbi Yehuda Halacha Rabbi Yehuda Lagabi Rav Shimon Al Kain Hadin Kach. This is the Machlokes. The Chabura Shal Pesach Rashoim. It's Rabbi Yehuda who holds you can take one Pesach and make two Chaburas out of it. Reb Shimon holds you can't. Chaburas al Pesach Hashem lachlak al Pesach v'lasu shtei chaburas v'chol chabur al chelos b'snei atzma. That's Reb Yehuda. Avol ein odom ha'ochel rashoi lecho b'shtei chaburas. But you can't be part of two chaburas. You can only be part of one chabura. K'ayinim hischu lecho ba'achas osu leilich l'chabura ha'shenis v'lecho limoim av shal Pesach hazeh hu nimne olov in other words, Yochal also, I guess, is that one person can't eat b'shnei makomos. B'shnei chaburas b'shnei makomos domi. I am Rashi. B'shnei makomos v'alei tzorech mokum chodesh b'chilek mechitzas. Ayev sh'raf b'loi chilek mechitzas ba'avir chodesh. I'm not sure how you create Avir Chodosh in the same room without Mechitzas, so why is it Avir Chodosh? He will yet talk about it in the next paragraph in Yud Ches. When you're talking about a Tzodot Yishnei Mekomos, Mayri Deloy Nisol Biyotze, you have to say. When Shenechla Kapezuch Koydim Achila, Yes.
Why do we have to say that?
Right. No, it means the part he's eating is not possible. So that means they split it up. They split it up before they started eating it.
It means
you dash in the yochal, that one person can't eat in two places. It's not just yeochel, but it's yochal. Mesoris means not just yeochel. Mesoris means you look at the way it's spelled also, and you could change around the nekudos. So it's like saying Rabbi Yosechet Yochal, that one person can't eat in two places. Okay, let's stop here. Yeah.